We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Samech Ches Samar Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Samech Zayin on Beis. So we learned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol came to the Parvasari, slid open the stomach, and took out the Emurim to put on the Mizbeach. And afterwards, the Kohanim took the Parvasar and they brought it outside Yerushalayim to burn it. And the Gemara says that they put it like a Mekamin Kaliyah. And now, like, it was like woven, they put a two on top of each other and brought it out. Now the Gemara talks about what they did once they got outside. Tana, loy hoya menatcham netuach basa oyla, ella or agai basa. When it came chutz Yerushalayim, the parvasar, they cut it up into pieces and they're going to burn it. So the halacha is by oyla, when they bring an oyla inside the base of Mikdash, they first skin the animal, then they cut it into pieces. It's called hefshit venetuach. Hefshit means taking off the skin, and netuach means cutting up the animal. Over here, they didn't do hefshit. They just cut up the animal with the skin on the basar, and they burnt it that way, chutz Yerushalayim. So lo yohim anatcha natuach basa oyla, ela or agavi basa. The or was attached to the basa. Not immediately. How do we know this? The Tanya learned in a braisa. Rabbi Omer, Nemakan, it says here in the parasha of Par Vesar HaNisrafim by Yom Kippur, it says in the Pasuk, Vespar achatas vestir achatas vishuvas dobam lechav v'kodesh. The parakat and sirachat, which the blood was brought into the kodesh, yoytzi on the chutz lamachna, bring it chutz lamachna, v'sarfu be'esh, burn it in the fire, as eirosam, v'es besarim, as pirsham. It enumerates the ur, the basar, the skin, the meat, and the pirsham means the waste. V'nemel lahal, and this is by parakari Mashiach, also that three things, ur, basar, and perish. There it says, v'sar ha'par, v'es kol basari, v'al-reishay, al-kara, v'kir, v'pirshay. So just like, so it's like a hekesh. Shakzer Shav. It says here, our basa parish like a hekesh. Here it says, our basa parish. Here's our basa parish. Mal halon, just like by parkari Mashiach, it's aydin a tuach. You cut it up, v'loy aydin hefshit. There's no hefshit. Afkan here also aydin a tuach, v'loy aydin hefshit. It's the tuach and no hefshit. That's what the hekesh is. Now you have to have parkari Mashiach. What's the makar of the moral? We'll talk about it in a second. So we're learning out Yom Kippur from Parkei Mashiach, both of them on a tzrof from outside the machne. Just like by Parkei Mashiach, you leave the skin on and you cut it up that way. Yom Kippur also, you leave the skin on and you cut it up that way. V'hosam anolan, how do you know, it's really a double question, how do you know there's netuach and no hefshit by Parkei Mashiach? The truth is, it only says the din of netuach by the oyla. It doesn't say it by this chatos. So how do you know it gets cut up at all? And if it's cut up, how do you know it's no hefshit? You don't take off the skin. So v'hosam anolan, and talent in a braisa. The Pasuk says, V'kir boy u'pirshoy. The Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk of Parkar Mashiach. It says, V'asor ha'par v'eskol v'sari ha'roishya v'akira v'kir boy u'pirshoy v'hoitzi eskol ha'par v'chutz l'machna. So it says in the Pasuk, V'kir u'pirshoy v'hoitzi v'lamei shvitzi yisholem. From the word v'hoitzi, which sounds like you take everything at once, it's mavuyer that you bring it out in one piece. It's not cut up. If it's cut up, it can't be one haitzah. It's a bunch of haitzahs. So you learn from there, it has to be brought out in one piece. You don't cut it up inside the base of Mikdash. You don't cut up the Parkei Mashiach in the base of Mikdash. Bring it whole outside. Yochli is a fenoshole. Maybe you burn it whole also. Nema kan, it says here about Parkei Mashiach, Roishay v'karov. V'nema lahalo, and it says by Oila, Roishay v'karov, or Roishay v'karayim, Shal and the Girsa. But either way, both places, by Oila and by Parkei Mashiach, says Roishay v'karov. Ma lahalo, just like by Oila. Ayin etuach has to be cut up. Afkana din etuach. He also has to be cut up. Okay, so we're learning after Ma'ilo, it has to be cut up. So maybe also you have to skin the animal before you cut it up. Maybe it's the same thing. Zakta Gemara, Imala Halanai de Hefshit, Alkana de Hefshit. Maybe just like by the Ma'ilo, you skin it, here also you just skin it. Tamalayimar, Pasuk like this. Vekir boy upirshay. So you learn from there that there's no Hefshit. Now, what my Tamuda, Arahana Chapta Lim, my Tamuda, Amra Papa, Kishem Shapirsha Vakirboy, just like when it says Vakirboy Upirshoy, it doesn't mean you bring the stomach and the inside separately. Why not? Like Tosis explains, it's a Ganai to bring the waste separately. So that's Pashit. The Kirboy and Pirshoy go together, they burn together as one entity. So just like the end of the Pasuk, Kirboy Upirshoy is one entity, the beginning of Pasuk says Vesarha Par Veskol Basari also means in one entity. Just like by the word pirsha and kirbay mean one thing, it says v'kirbay pirsha, it can mean two things, but no. We know misvara means one thing, the same thing, the beginning of pasuk, but aram basa also means while it's attached, while it's one. So like upon him, we see by Parakar Mashiach from these Limudim that first of all has din a tuach learn from Ayelah, but has no din hefshit could learn from Kir by Yom Parasha. And from that we learn to Yom Kippur that since by Yom Kippur it says Ar Basa Parash, and here it says Ar Basa Parash, we learn out that it's also a day nituach and no hefshit. Ad Kana Gemara. Now the Gemara goes now discussing about Tumas Begadim. The halach is, like the Pasuk says in the Torah, that the one who burns these Parim HaNisrafim and Sirim HaNisrafim by Yom Kippur, he becomes Tamei, and his Begadim become Tamei. The Pasuk reads like this, V'asayref oysam, the one who burned the Par and the Zar, Yechavis Begadim, Berachas Bsari, he has to wash his clothing, which means he has to tell his clothing, and his Basar and his Guf, B'mayim. V'achken Yavei L'machna. So Akaponim says you have to you become Tamei. And the Pasuk earlier says that you take it mechutz l'machna. The Pasuk before that says parachat v'sir achatos hashuva as damam l'chabakayish yoytzi mechutz l'machna. So you have to know those two psukim for the following Gemara. First of all, it says you bring mechutz l'machna, and then second of all, you become Tamei. Now in the Mishnah, where's the is when you become Tamei? Do you become Tamei when you leave the choymas azara? Is lost of the Mishnah first shita? Second shita, no, when it gets burnt is the tumma. Now that is part of the discussion of our Gemara. Tanu Rabban, learn to the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk regarding the power of Yom Kippur, Yoytzi and Mechutz HaMachna. You gotta take it Mechutz HaMachna. Mechutz HaMachna just means one Machna, which means out of the Azara. That's all it means. Out of Machna Shechina, which would not mean out of Yerushalayim. So this is bringing a Mechutz HaMachna, a Sarfu. So the Gemara says, Lahalon, by Parakari Mashiach, at the Nislam Shalosh Machnas. You have to bring out Mechutz of three Machnas. Vekan, at the Nislam Machna Achas. And here it says one Machna. And we know that Parakari Mashiach and Yom Kippur have the same halacha, because it says in the pasuk by Par Kari Mashiach, va'os by Par Ham Davos Shal Tzibur, it says va'os la Par Kasha Os la Par Achatos. You do for the Par Ham Davos Shal Tzibur just like the Par Kari Mashiach, and the Gemara darshes from the extra word le Par that it means Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur has the same thing as Par Kari Mashiach. So the Gemara is asking that if we know that Par Kari Mashiach, you have to bring it out of Yerushalayim, chutz le Gimel Machnois, which means out of Machna Shchina, out of Machna Leviyah, and out of Machna Yisrael. So here also it should be the same halacha. So why does it say Mechachna Akas? And we'll see momentarily. No, we'll see momentarily how Parakar Mashiach is Chutz Gimel Machnos. And in Parakar Mashiach, there's three, in Parash Vikra, there's two other Param HaNisrafim. It's Parakar Mashiach and Param Davos Shel Tzibur. And they're both interchangeable, both those Param, same halachas. And it says in the Pasuk, Oslo Parakash, Oslo Parakatas. And there's an extra word, the lapar, which actually means Yom Kippur Oseh. Yom Kippur Oseh is the same halacha as the Parah HaNisrafim. So if we know, we're going to prove soon that Parah Kari Mashiach is Chutz Chutz Shalosh Machnes, so Parah Yom Kippur also is Chutz Shalosh Machnes. So the question of Gemara basically is that why do I say Chutz L'Machna by Yom Kippur? If it sounds a little bit missing in the Gemara, I'm telling you the long Rashi. If you look at the right side, there's a long Rashi here. This is all licked in Rashi. So let's read it inside again one more time. Tanu Rabbanan, Yoytzi mechutz l'machna v'sarful. Halon atanoisin by Parakar Mashiach atanois l'mshalish machnas. The other halacha is it goes chutz l'gimel machnas. V'kan atanois l'machna achas. And here it says one machna. And what's the problem? Because like Rashi says, we learn from each other out. So it has to be three machnas. So why does it say machna achas? Say by Yom Kippur. M'kim lomona mechutz l'machna. To teach you a different halacha. Loim aloch, kimish yotzi chutz l'machna achas. Since you go out of one machna already, matam begadim. It's going on the next pasuk that says, "Vasorif ois v'chavas begadim." Mechutz l'machna is going on that you become tamei out of going out one machna. V'hasam anolan, and by Parakar Mashiach, how do you know it's taka three machnas? Because if you really look at the pesukim, only says chutz l'machna there also. How do you know there's three machnas? V'hasam anolan, the tanya linten abrayis. So this is the drasha. It says in the pasuk by Parakar Mashiach, "V'hoitzi es kol ha'par, v'hoitzi es kol ha'par," and the rest of the pasuk reads El mechutz l'machna. That means chutz shalosh machnas. I think mechutz shalosh machnas. Say el mechutz l'machna. Maybe it's only after one machna. Achas. Kushoyim par eda. When it says par helm dov shel tzibur el mechutz l'machna, it says there also el mechutz l'machna. She ain't tam loy. We don't need that. Shreikar nemar v'sarav oisoy kash sarav es par rishis. This clearly you burn it like it burned the first par. So if what if we repeat again mechutz l'machna, the first par is par kri mashiach. In the parashas in Vayikra, beginning of Paragdal, the first parasha is Parakar Mashiach, second parasha is Par Hamdav Shal Tzibur. So it says, V'sarav v'yisoy, kashu sarav is Par Rishay. Umat tamalei mechutz l'machna. Why is it mechutz l'machna again by Par Hamdav Shal Tzibur if already said it by Parakar Mashiach? And it says, V'sarav v'yisoy, kashu sarav is Par Rishay. So literally machnas shchina shniya. That gives us the second machnas. Already added two machnas. And ukushu oimer. Now it says by the parkei mashiach that where do you burn it? Al shefach hadesha and yisarif. You burn it in the same place of the trumas deshen. So now ukushu oimer. When it says in the parasha of trumas hadeshen, it says mechutz lamachna. What do you need that for? We know already that's what a deshen is from the parkei mashiach parasha. This is in Perek Vav. It says that Chumas Hadeshin says the Pashas Begadav, the Lavas Begadav Acherim, the Hoytzias Hadeshin on Mechutz Machna. What are you there for? Mechutz Machna Hadeshin, Shein Tam Alem, Shere Karnema, Al Shefa Hadesha. 10 Law Machna Shlishes. That teaches us that there's three Machnas. So Parakar Mashiach goes out of three Machnas. And just to recap what Agamara said, so why by Yom Kippur is Mechutz Machna? It's extra also. Teres is teaching us about Tumas Begadav, happens in Mechutz Machna. Okay, very good, very clear. The problem is like this. We have machlekes on Mishnah. Rav Shimon says, only v'aserifos, only v'shas tzreifa do you get kibbutz begadav. So what does he do mechutz l'machna? So after Gemara of Rav Shimon, hi mechutz l'machna ma'avalei, what does Rav Shimon do with the pasuk of mechutz l'machna? So after Gemara ma'avalei, we need it for the following price. Look, time we went to the price. Rav Eliezer Omer, nema ka mechutz l'machna, it says by Yom Kippur mechutz l'machna, v'nema l'halon, it says by Parah Aduma, Mechutz Machna. It says by Parasha Parah Aduma, Nesata Oisa Eloza Akayim Vahitzi Oisa Mechutz Machna Veshachat Oisa Lefonov. This week's Parasha Shukas. It says Mechutz Machna there. Makan Chutz Shalosh Machna is just like by Yom Kippur. It's Chutz Shalosh Machna because you learned that Parakar Yom Mashiach. After how long? By also a Parah Aduma has to be Chutz Gimel Machna. You got to do the Parah Aduma out of the three Machnas. Umala halon b'mizrach. We go all the way also. Umala halon, just like a parah aduma, it's b'mizrach asher shalayim. You have to go on the east side of shalayim. Like we said earlier in the Masechta, they stood on Har Hazesim and they looked towards the Heichel, and that's on the east side. Like the Kaisel Maravi is the other side, right? So this is they were in the Mizrach. They were in the Mizrach and looked towards the Heichel. Afkan, when they went out for the Parim Hanasrafim, burning the Parim Hanasrafim, they also went by Mizrach HaShal Yerushalayim. They also went the east side of Yerushalayim. So it comes out, Rav Shimon takes Mechutz L'machna, he makes two drashas out of it, both ways, it goes back and forth. He learned out from Yom Kippur to Parah Aduma, Chutz L'machnas, and from Parah Aduma to here, that it's on the Mizrach side. They go out on the Mizrach side. Those are two drashas.
Why do you need a Parah Aduma from Yom Kippur?
You don't have to. Once you have this Zera Shav, you can learn it both ways. You learn how. Learn, so the reason why Mechutz L'machna is Yom Kippur to be mufna. It's called the extra word to make Zera Shav. And what's Zera Shav teaching us? Two things. Teaching us, first of all, Chutz L'machna is a Parah Aduma. And second of all, teaching us. Yeah. Out of Yerushalayim. Out of the old city of Yerushalayim, very cool Chutz L'machna. Out of Yerushalayim. Yeah. Rabbanon, so Rabbanon uses Mechutz L'machna for Tumas Begadim. Sahecha Saraflu, which direction do you burn it? Because you don't learn that from Parah Aduma to Mizrach. So Gemara says, "Could it tie into the Brisa? Hecha Nisrach, and where is it burnt? Letzvoina Shel Yerushalayim, on the north side of Yerushalayim. Now, how do we know it's the north side of Yerushalayim? So Rashi explains, because Kol Ma'isachatas Betzafin, since Ma'isachat is always Betzafin, so you also go Letzafin Amazbech. So that's what comes out from Gemara. Now, if you want to keep Cheshbon, yeah. Well,
how do you know the Pshim is outside Gimel Machos?
How do you know Rav Shimon is asking Gimel Machos? Yeah. From Yom Kippur. Parah Aduma is learned from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is learned from Parakar Mashiach.
So he agrees with that?
Yeah, why should he grow up with that? It's not from Mechutz L'machna, Josh, it's from Lapar. It says the extra word Lapar by Va'asa Lapar, Kasha Asa Parakatas.
They all know that from Mechutz L'machna.
Not by Yom Kippur, Chutz L'machna. Chutz L'machna Yom Kippur is for Sreifas for Begadim. It's for Sreifas for Tumah.
Everybody else knows Gimel Machna because of the extra Mechutz
L'machna. Not a Mechutz L'machna Yom Kippur. The extra one was, there was one by Par Kar Mashiach, Par Ham Dov Zot Tzibur, and by Chumas Hadasha. Those are the three. Not by Yom Kippur.
That's Kamalun, the Chutz L'machna teach you what?
Wawa?
And Kamalun, the Chutz
L'machna
teach you that?
When you leave the Chumas Lazara. When you leave the one Machna. And Rabbi Shimon argue on that. So therefore, Shimon has to have a different drasha. Use it for Xerah Shava. So Gemara says, now if you're a Bala, don't have Xerah Shava, which direction do you go? So Gemara says, you don't have Xerah Shava, you go Tzafon. Why? Because every Chat is a Tzafon. So the only thing is, the Gemara doesn't ask, what about Chutz Gimel Machnas by Paraduma? How do you know? That's missing. So it's different Pshatim. Some want to answer the Chaknasan in Zvachim answers, that you learn from Parah Mesachim, like a Mamatzinu. But others say, Taka, Sfasame says that Echanami, you don't need Chutz Gimel Machnas according to the Rabbanon. You don't need Chutz Gimel Machnas by Parah Aduma. That's what will come out. That's Sfasame's Taka. It brings a Vedik of Ram like that also. So talk to Bryce about it. Bryce says, not a point. Rabbi Yesi Yomer, Abes Adeshan Nisrafim, that you burn it in the place where the Deshan is. Because the Pasuk says, Shefach Deshan Yisarif, that teaches us that you burn it in the base Hadeshan. And Tanakama doesn't say anything about that. So it's telling Tanakama argues. So Amar Rava, Man Tana, the Polyglot of Rabbi Yesi, which Tana argues Rabbi Yesi and holds that you don't burn the Parim HaNisrafim on the base Hadeshan? What?
I just say it's a Shimon.
It is not do Rav Shimon anything. It's not do Rav Shimon anything. It's not do.
It's
yeah, I know, but because Rav Shimon holds a different thing, so he's the Tana holds like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You don't have anything about this. That's the thing. You don't have anything about Deshan. That's why I didn't want to say that. But you could have said that. It's just not. You know, it's not. You don't have any right that he holds Shefach Deshan different. That's what I want to know. And you don't have Tana holds any of Shefach Deshan. So Gemara says, "Ralezbi Yakubi, the Tana to the Brisa." If you bring the Parma Ashrafim to the place where you pour the Deshan, so you'll show Deshan. Tanakam holds, you have to have the Deshan there. It's Machlekes if it means there's actual ashes there, or it's the place where the Deshan is. Rav Lezim Yaakov Eimer, it's always showing about that, derived it in Taras Kanim. Rav Lezim Yaakov Eimer, Shem Koyma Meshufach. Shefach doesn't mean the Mokim where you put the Shumas Deshan. It doesn't mean that. It means the place where it pours, Shefach Deshan. So we see there's a Tano argues on it, that's probably the Tanakam. But Omalei Abaye, no, it's not a raya. Let's be Yaakov might agree that the Tumas Deshan has to be there. But besides for that, there also has to be Meshupach. Omalei Abaye, Dilma, Mekayim, Meshupach, Lepligi. You also need Shefach, you also need Mekayim, Meshupach. Don't bring a raya from this, Rabbi Lezbi Yaakov, that he argues the whole idea that the Tumas Deshan is there. All he's adding on is they need a Mekayim, Meshupach also. So therefore, it's Lav Dafka, our Tanakama, as well as Lezbi Yaakov. It could be a different Tanakh, because Lezbi Yaakov might agree that has to be the Mekayim, Hadashah.